So about co-tenancy, it's really a provision that provides for a remedy based on the occupancy of other tenants in the shopping center. There's typically two types of co-tenancy. The first is opening, meaning you don't have the obligation to open, or you could choose to open but pay a reduced rent if certain tenants are not open, which could be specified tenants, or it could be a percentage of tenants within the center. The second item is ongoing. It's also sometimes referred to as operating co-tenancy, and that occurs when certain tenants leave during the lease term. Again, that you might see that as specific tenants or percentage tenants, or in certain cases, we've seen both. And you would also be paying a reduced rent during that time. Typically, it's about 12 months for both. And after that time, you would either choose as a tenant to go back to paying full rent or terminate your lease.
The key to this is the remedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a landlord, you are running as fast as you can away from these co-tenancy requirements because you don't know what the next day is going to bring you in terms of market availability for the types of tenants that you need to fulfill these obligations. And ironically, it's your optimism and your project that will get you in trouble here. I remember a long time ago, I was tangentially involved in the Houston Pavilions project here downtown. And the first time I looked at all these leases, I said, oh my God, there's co-tenancy everywhere.